Alyssa Fields was a gorgeous, smart, charming, and very girly woman. Once a man got close to her, he would start to be drawn in by her femininity. He wouldn't realize what had just happened until it was too late. Gary Thompson was a normal man of 30 years. He was divorced and had two kids with his ex-wife. They were on good terms. He was dating again, but none of his recent dates had led to anything serious. He went to a bar to look for women, but he wasn't having any luck. Just another Friday, until she showed up. Alyssa went into the club and went straight to the bar. Everyone there was looking at her. All the other women looked at her with envy. Alyssa walked up to Gary and asked, "Is this seat taken?" He told her, "No, please sit down," while making a big gesture with his arm. "Thank you, my name is Alyssa. What's yours?" "My name is Gary," he said, putting out his hand to shake. "I'm glad to meet you."
"Me too," said Alyssa.
"What are you drinking?"
"Gin and tonic. Can I buy you a drink?"
And so went a typical conversation at the bar between two people who didn't know each other. Alyssa was wearing a beautiful red dress. She wore just the right amount of makeup and had long red nails. Just above her shoulders, her hair was cut in a very neat way. Even in the dim light of the bar, it sparkled, blonde, smooth, and silky. Then her eyes came into view. They were gray-blue and seemed to cut right through your heart when you looked at them. Aside from how she looked, she moved with such ease and grace that it looked like she was floating instead of walking. She was fashionable. She had a certain air about her. She could light up the whole bar the way a movie star could light up the screen. But she only paid attention to Gary, and he was in heaven. He was talking to this beautiful creature. He fell in love right away. He spent the whole night with Alyssa drinking and dancing, and she was smiling the whole time. He knew her phone number and was going to remember it. Her face, her body, the way she walked and talked. It was all so great, and he would never forget it. He thought about her the whole day as he did things. He thought, "She would like me more if I was thinner." So he went on a diet right away. He got rid of his frozen pizzas and beer and put healthy food like vegetables, lean cuisine, juices, tofu, and a few bottles of wine in the fridge. When he put away the groceries, he thought, "If she comes over, I can't have the house looking like this." During the next few hours, he dusted, cleaned, vacuumed, washed the windows, and even cleaned under the couch cushions. Still not happy, he decided that something was missing from the room. Before the store closed at 10 p.m., he ran out again and bought two bouquets of flowers. He went home and put the flowers in vases from his wedding. They were gifts for the wedding, but since the divorce, they vases have been collecting dust. The flowers made the room brighter and made it smell clean. He decided that it was much better for her now, and he would keep trying to make the place look nice in the morning. He called her up, and they talked until the early morning hours. Gary would usually get up on Sundays, play 18 holes of golf, and then go to the bar to watch football with the guys. When he woke up this day, all he could think about was Alyssa. He ate a good breakfast and then ran for an hour. When he got home, he went outside to work in the garden, pulling out weeds, trimming, edging, and making the yard look good. He decided that he would plant more flowers and flowering bushes in the spring. That would make her happy. He took a shower and then saw how messy his bathroom was. He scrubbed and cleaned for the next 2 hours until it looked good. He talked about how he would feel bad if she came over and saw how bad it was. He put on his clothes and shook his head as he looked at the clothes in his closet. What did he think he was doing when he bought all these things? He went to the garage and got a big trash bag. Then he started taking clothes out to give to the poor. Baseball and football jerseys, t-shirts with logos from different sports, gray workout shirts that are plain. He'd never be able to wear them in front of her. Soon, he needed a second bag because he was giving away so many clothes. Gary took the clothes to a Salvation Army store and then went to the mall. He had to get a few things for his house. By the end of the day, his living room looked much better. Yes, Alyssa would like his house better now. At 10 o'clock, he called her and they talked for hours again. He asked her if they could hang out soon, and she seemed excited about the idea. Gary's heart was racing, and he couldn't wait to see her again. Alyssa said she would meet Gary on Tuesday for dinner and maybe a movie afterward.
Gary had just finished reading a review of a new restaurant in town that said it had a great wine list, healthy fish, and salad dishes, and a great atmosphere. Gary took a shower after work. He wondered what Alyssa would think of his hairy chest as he took a shower. He thought that if it was smooth, she would like him more. He shaved the hair off his shoulders, chest, and back of his neck. When he looked at the results, he decided that the hair in his armpits didn't go with the rest of his smooth chest. Off it went. When he was done, he would have to clean that up. Gary looked at his legs and thought, what a good plan, and shaved his legs too. Gary was happy with what he had done as he dried off with a towel after his shower. As he dressed, he couldn't help but feel like he wasn't good enough. Alyssa got to wear clothes that were so fun and nice. She wore skirts, blouses with low necklines, and wonderful shoes. Shirts and pants were all he had. It didn't seem right. Why did she buy all the nice clothes? He wished he had cool clothes like the ones she wore. He dried his hair with the blow dryer and stared at his face. It was just so boring. Alyssa wore light makeup that made her face look radiant and brought out the best parts of her face. He could go buy some to make himself look better for her. But unfortunately, he didn't have time. He had to hurry to get ready. He hadn't thought about how long it would take to shave. As Gary got dressed, he felt bad about his clothes, and again felt like he wasn't good enough because Alyssa got to wear much better clothes than he did. He was curious about what she'd wear tonight. He picked up his car keys and left. Gary showed up at the restaurant Alyssa had suggested at the time she said he would. When he got there, he went to the bar. She was there. His heart briefly stopped. She was so beautiful. He walked over, and when she smiled at him, he almost fell over. He was actually weak all over. After all the waiting, he was so happy to finally be with her. Alyssa was holding a white beeper from the restaurant. It started to beep and flash. She said, "That's us, hun." They got up and followed the young woman who was setting them up to the table. They sat down, and Alyssa ordered a bottle of wine for dinner while they chatted. She wore a white blouse, a long black skirt with a slit down the side, and sensible flats. Gary had to pinch himself to be sure he wasn't dreaming. They stopped talking about work and started talking about other things. Since they were still getting to know each other, they were a little cautious in their talk. Gary didn't want to talk about politics or anything else that could offend her or scare her away so soon in what he was sure would be a long-term relationship. As any woman would be on a first date, Alyssa was being careful. Gary chose the Greek salad for dinner, while Alyssa chose the Caesar salad. He wanted to show her that he ate well to win her over. On the other hand, he didn't really want a big steak anyway. It was usually his favorite, but he didn't want to eat it tonight for no reason, so salad it was. He paid close attention to her as she talked, watching how her hair moved, how her lips moved, and how her eyes flashed. He was so interested that he didn't eat much. When he realized that the meal was almost over, he started to think about how he could spend more time with her. She told him, "Gary, I've had a wonderful night," which made his heart jump. He tried not to sound too eager when he said,
"Me too."
It didn't work. Alyssa said, "I'd love to do this with you again sometime and get to know you better. I have to get up early for work tomorrow, though, so I'll have to take a pass on the movie." Gary felt like a 10-ton weight had been dropped on him. So soon she was going to leave? He gasped for air and struggled to find the right words. Alyssa saw that he was upset and told him not to worry. "Don't worry, hon. I'm not breaking up with you. How about you come over to my place for one quick drink and then we'll call it a night?" He asked her for her address and he drove to her house to meet her. Gary gasped when he got inside and looked around like he was in an art museum. He paid close attention to how she put the furniture and decorations together and how her tastes showed in everything from the wine on the rack in the kitchen to the kinds of flowers she had in her yard. Inside, Gary promised that he would change his house so that it looked more like hers. Her home was just right. They drank a Chardonnay that tasted like fruit and talked some more. Gary didn't drink much because he still had to drive home. Gary got along with her better than he had with any other woman. She had to be the right person. With other women, there seemed to be a space between them that made it hard for them to talk. But when it came to Alyssa, he knew exactly what she meant. He found it easy to wait until it was his turn to talk before interrupting her. When women talk, most men cut them off, which makes them angry because they don't feel like they are being heard or really listened to. Gary had done that too many times in the past, just like most men. He didn't even know it at the time. But now, for some reason, it was easy for him to talk to a woman the way a woman would. When the delicious wine was gone, Gary took the glasses back to the kitchen to rinse them out before putting them in the dishwasher. When he got back to the living room, they started saying their goodbyes. When he finally got to the front door, he almost fell over a full plastic bag. "Oh, I'm so sorry," said Alyssa. "That's my dry clean clothes. I didn't have time to take them in today, so I left them there so they wouldn't get wet in the car." "That's fine," insisted Gary. "I'm fine. Actually, I have to take my dry cleaning in tomorrow. Here, let me save you a trip. I'll take yours in too." Gary was proud that he was going to do something nice for her and that she would think more of him, even though he had almost tripped over her clothes bag. Alyssa gave Gary a small hug as a final farewell. "Feel free to try on the clothes if you want," Alyssa joked. Wait, did she know he was interested in cross-dressing? Gary never actually tried on girl clothes before, but was very interested. "Maybe I will," he joked and then drove home. When Gary got back to his house, he opened the trunk and took Alyssa's bag of clothes out. She had shown him that he shouldn't leave them in the car overnight because she didn't want them to get wet. Instead, he put them next to his own clothes instead. But then he had a thought. If he put them all in that little bag, they would get all wrinkled. That wouldn't be good for her. He might want to take them out and hang them on a chair. The next morning, he could put them back in the bag and bring them to the cleaners in much better shape. He smiled as he dumped the bag out and started putting the things inside on the chair. There was first a brown skirt. He put it on the arm of the chair and reached into the bag for the next piece of clothing. It was light blue and had a V-shaped cutout in the front, a very nice sweater, even a soft, silky blouse. "Well, here goes my first cross-dressing experience," he thought. It didn't take him long to try everything on. As he had expected, the silk felt wonderful. He was now drawn to the skirt. He put his foot in it and closed the back. He then took the sweater. He knew that the blue didn't go at all with the brown, but who cares? He pulled it over his head and took a deep breath. Gary went to his room and stood in front of the full-length mirror. He saw himself in the mirror wearing a skirt and a sweater. He looked just like her, but he again felt like he wasn't good enough. Also, his face was so simple. It needed a little bit of makeup like she wore. He realized that the local superstore was open all the time. He could go out and get what he needed right now. He went to the closet and got his coat. It was in the style of a trench coat, which he wore to work with his suits. As it turned out, the coat covered the skirt, so no one would have known that he was cross-dressing, but it never occurred to him. He was so eager to get to the store that he just grabbed the first coat he saw. When he got to the store, he got a shopping cart and went straight to the women's clothes section. He grabbed a pair of nylons to match the color of Alyssa's natural legs. Next, he chose a package of Hanes Herway ties, which had soft white cotton fibers and a nice shape. The makeup department came next. There were a few all-in-one kits that came in a cool bag with clear plastic sides. It's like a lunchbox, but it's full of all kinds of treats. He grabbed it because he thought it would save him from having to dig through piles of makeup without knowing what to get. He also grabbed the most expensive bottle of perfume, hoping against hope that it would smell like her. He didn't even know enough to try the tester at the counter. He was about to go to the cash register when he saw the shoes. He took a look at all the cool shoes for women. Men didn't have much to choose from when it came to shoes. There were only a few styles in black or brown. Women, on the other hand, had a wide range of styles, heel heights, and colors to choose from, cool shoes with pointy toes and different shapes. They had so many options that it was amazing. He couldn't stop looking at a pair of red pumps, so he dug through the boxes to find the biggest size they had. He knew that women's and men's shoe sizes were different, but he didn't know how to go between them. As he walked down the aisle, he saw some cute little stuffed teddy bears and cats in the toy section. Things like that were on Alyssa's bed, so he picked out the cutest ones he could find. Gary went to get some mouthwash because he was almost out of it when he got to the next apartment. He saw the section for women's care at the end of the aisle. He thought it would be a good idea to buy some of the things she would need if she came over. He just felt like he needed some of them around the house anyway. He grabbed a summer's eve douche, some always panty liners, and some tampons. He needed deodorant, so he chose some girly ones. He took some of the women's shavers with the hope that they would do a better job of shaving his legs the next time. Gary's shopping cart was full, and since it was late, he was tired. He finally got to the cash register, but before he paid, he grabbed a few women's magazines from the stand next to it. If she read Cosmo, Redbook, and Glamour, he should as well. After getting all the bags inside, Gary put everything out on his bed and put on everything he bought. He put on the pantyhose, but they fell down because he didn't know to roll up each leg before pulling from the top. He could always go back to the store, though. He could get by for now because the run wasn't too bad. He felt better about himself as he stood in front of the mirror. He took the makeup kit from the table and went to the bathroom. First, he put down a base layer. The makeup filled his face's pores, making a soft mask around him. Once it was dry, he put some red on his cheeks to start. He did a terrible job. In some places, there were big globs, but in other places, there were almost none. He used a brush to try to smooth it out, but it didn't work. He would just take it off and try again later. Next, he worked on his eyes, putting blue on the lids and brown and red under the arch of his eyebrows. Just look at how thick his eyebrows were. He got the razor out and tried to cut away some of the extra hair, but he finally had to use tweezers to pull out some of the hairs. Ouch, it stung, but if she did it, he could do it too. Once he was happy with how thin his eyebrows were, he put mascara on his eyelashes. He also wasn't good at that, and the result was clumpy. Some hairs were stuck together, while others had very little covering. He did better with the lipstick, but when he looked in the mirror, he saw that he had chosen a red that was way too bright for his face. He would need one that wasn't too bright, maybe in the maroon range. Then he realized, oh, duh! The special makeover issue of Cosmo came out this month. He picked it up and read it for an hour, paying close attention to how to use different techniques and bring out different parts of a face. He took off his makeup with some isopropyl alcohol and cotton balls he had in the cabinet and tried again. He did much better the second time, even though his inexperience and cheap makeup made the job harder. He realized that if he wanted to do this right, he would have to go to a higher-end department store and buy the good stuff. He tried painting his nails a bright red color this time. He did a great job, so after two coats and some clear coat, his nails looked great. This was good news. He sprayed himself with the perfume and sighed in happiness when he realized it smelled like her. It was so beautiful, with a light floral touch that wasn't too much. Gary went to the bedroom and took the shoes out of the box. Even though his feet were a bit too big, he was able to get them on. It was very tight, and his feet were much wider than the shoes. But if she could wear shoes like that, there was nothing that could stop him. He had to learn how to walk in pumps for the next half hour. It was a big change. He was hanging on by a thread and almost fell several times. But after doing it for a while, he got good at it. It was 4 a.m., and Gary was too tired to move. He called his work number and left a message saying that he was sick and would not be coming in that morning. Before taking off his shoes, he took off his makeup and sat down for a minute to stretch on the couch. That was a mistake, because within 30 seconds, he was fast asleep. Gary spent the next few days practicing and learning more about how to put on makeup, wear clothes, and walk in high-heel shoes. He wrote down the brands and sizes of Alyssa's clothes and went to the mall to buy new ones. Everything she gave him, he found it in a new form. He also bought some high-end makeup at department stores and a few outfits for himself, all of which matched her style. He talked to her every night on the phone. He felt like he knew her so well. By the end of the week, they sounded like old friends when they talked on the phone, and he was getting very good at getting dressed and putting on makeup. He would dress up and talk to her on the phone. He thought he was getting better. He found a store that specialized in big women's shoes, and he bought a few pairs so he would have a choice that would go with whatever he wore that day. He was tired of his short hair, so he bought a nice brown wig with long hair that reached just below his shoulders. He made sure to style it in a way that didn't hide his new earrings. He brushed his hair back with his hand, which was smoother than usual thanks to the hand cream he used every day. He also saw that his hands looked better after he switched to press-on nails. It would be a while before his own nails were long enough to make him happy. He grabbed his purse, made sure he had his lipstick, and went out to his car. The cold wind under his girl clothes sent shivers all the way up and down his back. When Alyssa came over that night, he was going out to get more flowers, some wine, and veggies to cook for dinner. She was going to be blown away. He worked hard and really improved the look of his house, quite a bit more like hers. After the grocery store and the wine barrel, he went to the cleaners one last time to get the clothes he had left there. He wanted to show off how well he picked out clothes. Alyssa rang the doorbell at 7:30, right on time. Gary did one last check of his makeup, flipped his hair back, and walked to the door. He smiled at her and said, "Hello, girlfriend." His darkened lips made his white teeth stand out even more. It turned out that he was right, and that maroon looked best on his face. "Hello?" Alyssa said, a little unsure of what had happened. There he was, falling into femininity. "So I was right," she said. "I could just tell from your eyes you wanted to dress like a girl. Glad I could help you with becoming who you really are. Let me help you even more with your femininity." She decided that she had to make love to him tonight and have great sex. Since she could remember, all the boys in school avoided her because her femininity scared them. Not only did it attract boys everywhere, but as soon as they got close to her, she would overwhelm them, and they would start to do what Gary had done. She had done her best to be careful. What had she done this time that was wrong? She didn't see him very often, but he was still changing into a woman just like all the others. The last guy Alyssa dated had just called her that week to tell her that he was now a she. All of these men, and dozens more before them, were now women in every way, except that they couldn't get pregnant. There was something very hypnotic about her, and she slowly turned all the boys into girls. Maybe it was time to try something different with Gary and see if she could shock him out of what he was doing. In college, the first guy she went out with began to dress like her. She had yelled at him, "What the hell are you doing?" He had answered as if he didn't know what she meant. He was so crazy that he really believed he was a woman, her lesbian girlfriend. She tried to help them get used to their new lives, but it just seemed to speed up the process. She tried having an affair with a woman, but she didn't like it. She needed a man. She told one young man that if he didn't stop it right away, she would tell all of his friends about him. He told her that they knew it already. He had said he looked like a pretty girl now. Alyssa hadn't been with anyone in years, and she was lonely. She wanted a guy. Why did this have to happen to her? Being a dominant hypnotic mistress is not always that fun. Even online dating had been tried. She didn't know if it was her fault or if she had picked the wrong man from the start. But when she met him in person for the first time, he took off his shirt to show that he was wearing a bra underneath. What should we do about Gary now? He was trying hard to look good, and he was doing a pretty good job of it. He didn't feel bad or embarrassed about wearing a dress in front of her. He had definitely been acting like that in public. She gave a head shake. Well, she would try something different this time and see if it worked out better. She thought of Jasmine, the girl she used to live with in college. The way Gary's wig hair fell on his shoulder made her think of Jasmine. She said, "Hello, Jasmine." "Who is Jasmine?" Gary asked. "Why, you're silly." "No, I'm Gary." "If you're Gary, then why do you have breasts and why are you so pretty?" Gary would never wear a skirt to a date. "You must be Jasmine. Now tell me who you are." I'm Jasmine," he said. He didn't know what she meant, but if that was what she wanted, it was also what he wanted. Alyssa said, "Jasmine, tell me how you know me." "Why, we met in a bar and—" "No," she yelled, cutting him off. "You went to college with me. You were my roommate. We've known each other for years." "I lived in your room," asked Jasmine, shocked. Yes, it was like we were sisters. I'm your sister, exclaimed Jasmine. Your girlfriend. Your sister. And do you know why we stopped rooming together? Alyssa asked. No, I don't remember. Because you fell in love with me. You told me you wanted to make love to me, and I ran away. Yes, I do want you, Jasmine said. I'd do anything for you. And that's why you had the operation. What operation? Asked Jasmine, confused. Alyssa pretended to be angry and said, Now look, don't play dumb with me. I'm sorry, I just can't remember. Please, my love, forgive me. I will, but you must promise to be loyal to me and do what I say. Don't ever go against my wishes. I promise with all my heart. I will never do anything you don't want, Jasmine said. Okay, I'll forgive you, and I'll remind you that you wanted me so much that you had surgery so you could satisfy me sexually. What do you mean? Jasmine asked, still confused. Well, look, are you a boy or a girl? I'm a girl, you idiot, she laughed. What a stupid question. What was Alyssa's problem? Yes, you're a girl, but feel between your legs. What do you have there? I have a dick. Where is my vagina? What did you do to me? I did nothing. You had a penis made for your body so that we could have sex, and both of us would be satisfied. That's okay, Alyssa said as she hugged Jasmine. Poor baby, I know it must be hard for a girl like you to realize that you have a penis. But to me, you're all girl. In my eyes, you're completely female. Really? Jasmine asked. I mean, even with this terrible thing? Yes, even with that. Alyssa had completed hypnotized Jasmine. Let me show you why you got it, she said, taking Jasmine by the hand and leading her to the bedroom. Alyssa took off Jasmine's pants and she started sucking her dick.
Feels good, doesn't it? Yes, it does. See, there is nothing wrong with being a girl and having a feminine penis. Now make me happy and fuck me.
In the end, Alyssa and Jasmine got married the next summer on June 20th. Alyssa had talked Jasmine into keeping the penis so they could have sex whenever they wanted. Alyssa didn't get pregnant until 6 months after the wedding, where they both wore wedding dresses. As a compromise for Jasmine having to keep her penis, Alyssa let her get breast implants and hip surgery to make her look more feminine. Today, they live together and raise their daughters in happiness,